today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Avoid foolishness. We've often heard people say, if they had not said that to me, then I would have chilled. I've heard some people say, if they would have minded their business, everything would have been cool. Others have said, well, they should have stayed out of it and they wouldn't have gotten their feelings hurt. Is the responsibility really on the other person? Have they made the confession you have made? Did the situation require you to consider your ways? If each one of us would take the time to examine ourselves and the situations we allow ourselves to get into, we would see that dissension is really not worth it. There are so many situations, conversation, and arguments that could be avoided with responsible behavior. There are many relationships that could be saved if we behaved responsibly. Anytime we do not act responsibly, we will encounter dissension and look to blame the other person when all we had to do was avoid it. Look at what Titus chapter 3, verses 9 through 11 has to say. But avoid foolish disputes, genealogies, contentions, and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and useless. Reject a divisive man after the first and second admonition, knowing that such a person is warped and sinning and being self-condemned. Paul was warning against becoming tangled up in senseless discussions with the false teachers on Crete, especially the Judaizers who contended that a Christian must be obedient to the Mosaic law, a view that assaulted the doctrine of justification by faith alone and contrary to holy living, which was good and profitable. The false teachers wanted to hold the people hostage to the old covenant. Proclaiming the truth, not arguing error, is the biblical way to evangelize. People will try to hold you to their way of thinking, but don't allow it to cause dissension. Avoid it. There are some issues that can be avoided without causing dissension. Each believer must do their part in the process of understanding some conversations are not profitable. You don't have to argue truth. Truth can stand in the light of its own. It does not need us to defend it. Just live it and be an example of it. We must understand that error does not like the light of truth to shine on it. Recognize that when you are communicating with others, and don't allow differences to cause dissension. Avoid dissension at all costs. We need each other. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.